Track 1.26. Listen to the dialogue between David and Miss Turner. Then answer the questions according to the dialogue.
Good morning, everybody. A successful social media expert, Ashley Turner, is with us today. Good morning, Miss Turner.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with a common question. Are we safe on social media?
Well, not really. More than half of the world uses social media. Facebook has more than 1 billion users globally, and various other platforms such as Google+, LinkedIn, and Twitter have millions of active accounts. Connecting with people from different places can be very beneficial, but it can lead to many risks. For instance, if you post something carelessly on the net, that might affect your relationship with your family or friends. What is more, it might even jeopardize your job. Despite the various privacy settings that are available on social media, it's still hard to keep safe completely. That's why social media etiquette is very important. Sure, for instance, being careful on these platforms can help prevent you from getting hurt by others. It's also better not to mix business with pleasure.
What do you mean by that exactly?
If you must maintain a social media account for your job, make sure that you don't use it to talk about entertainment, religion, or politics. That might put your business at risk.
I see. What about oversharing? I find it quite disturbing.
Exactly. People should avoid oversharing. It is one of the most common ways to lose followers.
Before having a break, do you want to give some more advice to our audience?
Sure. You had better not misrepresent yourself on social media. Even if you're not intentionally deceiving yourself on social media, it can still cause serious consequences. For instance, if you use a misleading title on your LinkedIn profile, you may lose your job.
Thank you very much for your valuable advice, Ms. Turner. After a 5-minute break, we will continue with social media etiquette.